The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, August 9, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel headed this week's meeting of the Executive Committee of the Council of Ministers, which was led by Prime Minister Manuel Marrero, National Television reported. One of the central topics of the meeting was the process of bank restructuring being developed in the country, considered necessary and a modern strategy that will benefit the majority of the population. In analyzing the concerns about the new provisions, the president of the Caribbean nation urged to inform more and better the citizenship to give answers to the concerns and doubts of the population and the economic actors. In the dialogue held via video conference, the Minister President of the Central Bank of Cuba, Joaquin Alonso, explained the status of the implementation of these measures and also reported on upcoming meetings to be held with the economists, academics, and other experts to exchange on these aspects. Cuban workers and diplomats in Argentina will remember this Wednesday in Buenos Aires their compatriots Jesús Cejas and Crescencio Galañena, assassinated 47 years ago during the last military dictatorship in that country. The young diplomats were kidnapped by a regime task force a few steps from the Cuban embassy and later murdered in the Automotores Orledi clandestine detention and torture center, one of several that functioned as extermination sites. Almost four decades later, in June 2012, Galañena's remains were found in a 200-liter metal tank filled with cement in an abandoned property in the Buenos Aires town of Virreyes. A year later, those of his partner were found. Recently, the metal tanks where the remains of Cejas and Galañena were found were donated to Cuba and placed in the Memorial to Denunciation in Havana. The Cuban ambassador to Panama, Victor Cairo, presented in Panama City the 39th edition of the Havana International Fair, FIHAF 2023, the island's main commercial exchange market, scheduled to be held in November next. At the meeting, which was attended by national businessmen and Cuban residents, the diplomat praised the potential of this event, which exposes Cuba's investment opportunities and economic development prospects and its projection towards the region and the world. Prominent businessmen such as Giovanni Ferrari, manager of the Colon Free Zone, and Michael Chan, president of the Colon Chamber of Commerce, participated in the event. In his speech, Cairo emphasized that the organizers are sure that the fair will count on a broad presence of local, foreign, and in particular Panamanian businessmen. The official pointed out opportunities in areas that allow expanding the exchange bilateral trade, including tourism and airport transportation. Cairo also explained the need to promote knowledge of regulations that facilitate trade between Panama, Connection Center of the Americas, and Cuba, alluding to investment protection and the current economic complementation agreement. For her part, Mabel Lora, Commercial Counsel of the Cuban Embassy, offered details of innovative events during FIHAF 2023 from November 6 to 11 at the Expo Cuba venue, including the sixth investment forum, a space for meetings between Cuban and foreign businessmen, potential foreign investors, and to share ideas. The execution of several construction works in different areas of the Faustino Perez Hospital in Matanzas province has improved services provided at the health care center. According to 3W.radio26.cu, work is being done in the facility sections such as information, admission, and medical consultation areas, as well as in diagnostic, laboratory, ultrasound, and electrocardiogram areas, all of which are of noteworthy value. In homage to the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, for his 97th birth anniversary on August 13, a numismatic exhibition was opened on Tuesday at Havana's Fidel Castro Memorial Center. The center, devoted to the study and dissemination of Fidel's thought, will be hosting the exhibition through September 10th, made up of 58 Cuban and foreign coins, bonds of the July 26 movement, commemorative plates, among other interesting pieces, reminding the visitor the image of the commander-in-chief. Meanwhile, René González, director of the center, recalled the universal dimension of Fidel's work and listed various sites worldwide that bear his name in tribute to one of the most important personalities of the second half of the 20th century and early 21st century. The tribute program will end on Sunday 13 with the opening of the exhibition Cuba in My Heart by plastic artist Gregory Fritz LaPlanche and the performance of La Colmenita of Cotorro Municipality. And in the international agenda, we have that Haitian trade unionists denounced police brutality after police used tear gas to disperse a protest against the insecurity that is plaguing the country. Activist Reginald Dume criticized the police's actions against the residents of Carrefour Free, who took to the streets earlier on the week to demand the return of a climate of peace while the area is besieged by armed gangs. Dume demanded that the government adopt urgent measures that allow the free movement of citizens and the reduction of violence, especially in the capital. He also denounced Prime Minister Ariel Henry's failure to fulfill his commitments to alleviate the economic situation while the majority of citizens have difficulties to meet their basic needs. On Monday, hundreds of people demonstrated in the capital denouncing gang violence and the alleged complicit silence of the Superior Council of the National Police and called on authorities to take responsibilities for and restore the climate of peace in the country, but they were gassed by the police in the vicinity of the Prime Minister's official residence. Meanwhile, the president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, denounced the campaign against the free distribution of school books and confirmed the beginning of explanations of the content of each text. Referring to the few federal states governed by opposition parties that refused to receive the text, he said that it is necessary to wait for the beginning of the distribution and delivery. He insisted that it is an unsubstantiated defamatory campaign of conservatism, according to which the books will inject the virus of communism in the students. The Mexican president said that it is a grotesque, absurd, not only is it unsubstantiated, but it is an extremist, irrational, bad faith pronouncement. That is why the contents of the books written by teachers, pedagogues, specialists will be made known. He recalled that the same thing was done in the time of President Adolfo López Mateo when he initiated the free books program in the middle of the last century. He reiterated that giving free books is a power of the government and it cannot be stopped. It would be an attitude contrary to the Constitution, but anything can happen in view of the position shown by the judges and magistrates. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.